This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, everybody? Happy Friday. Junkies with you on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. In Richmond, you can check us out on 910 The Fan or 105.1 on your FM dial. You can also listen to us via the Odyssey app. That's free. Download it if you haven't already. You can take us on the go all across the country. You can use the rewind feature. It's great. And of course, you can watch us on Monumental Sports. The Monumental Sports Network are brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Friday morning, May 30th, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop.
What's up?
What's up, Bish Bucks?
Happy Friday to everybody.
Ready to hit a parlay?
Sure.
We will be shooting for one.
Sure, we will.
I'll try and do
a little
my
bit
part.
Later in the show.
Try and do my part.
Cakesy's here too.
What's up? Good morning.
How was your nap yesterday post Metallica concert?
It's pretty good. I don't think it was like drab length level nap. But it was a good hour and 20 minutes. It was solid. It was good.
That's a good nap.
Especially considering I didn't get to sleep then until about 10. I think I went 9:30, 10 last night.
That's
later,
not bad.
Later than projected. Projections were 8:45 to 9. Had to push that a little bit.
Yep.
So here we are.
What time was the midday nap?
It was a little bit after 1. It was like 1:20 till about 2:45-ish.
Now, you said you took out the earplugs
for
the Metallica concert.
I did.
When you were doing the show, your ears were still ringing to some extent.
Yeah, but they ring
all
the time.
When does that go away?
It doesn't go away.
I know you have the tinnitus.
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't go away. There's only varying degrees of it.
Has it lessened?
It's back to about normal. I'm at my normal little... just in the back of my, brain. It's something I have to live with now, until I ultimately lose all of my hearing, and then I learn ASL. I learn American Sign Language, and hope I can still communicate with people. There you have it. Pretty fun outlook.
I can give you a tip on if you're having a problem falling asleep.
Yes. What do I need to watch or listen to?
Graduation speeches.
Oh well, yeah, just put them right into my brain.
Oh yeah,
put
that's right. You had the graduation.
Just give
yesterday.
Them right into here.
How long was the graduation?
The graduation was over 2 hours.
Yeah,
it was at UMBC.
Mm-hmm.
I've only been to that campus. I think this was the second time.
Yeah,
when Isabella was 3 or 4, she was doing cheer or dance,
uh-huh.
and had some sort of competition out there.
I've been there a few times. It's a very unremarkable campus.
Yes.
From what I remember.
It reminds me of, we grew up close to Prince George's Community College.
Yes.
Kind of reminds me of that campus.
Yeah, like that on steroids, probably. Like
yeah.
a big, just a bigger footprint.
Maybe a yeah. little bit bigger. It was a lot of traffic.
Mm-hmm.
They said the graduation started at 2. They said get there by 12:45 to 1,
mm-hmm.
and then right when you hit the exit, it was just this long line of cars.
Yeah, well, it's
and then
hundreds
going
of,
in to
hundreds
park.
Of families lining up to right. go watch the same thing.
And then to go in there, like, God bless these school board members and whoever the heck they are, but why are we introducing them all?
You mean the people that when you go to vote, you look, there's like 8 of them,
yep.
and it's like, vote for 4 or vote for 5, and then it's just... It's you're throwing darts. It's dart practice.
I don't want to take
point.
Shots at anybody in particular. And I don't even remember anybody's names.
Yeah.
Whether they're the new principal, the old principal, whoever was given these speeches, they would start off in their introduction and they would name like 20 people you've never heard of.
I know.
I just want to thank so and so and so and so and the school board director and this and that. You're just like, let's get on with
this
thing.
Here's what it should be. It should be, here's who should speak. The speaker, the commencement speaker, and the principal. That's it.
Yeah.
Anybody else takes the stage? You gotta trim the fat.
Well, and then every kid.
That day's long enough.
Every kid that's on the student government.
Yeah.
Like the president, the vice president, the treasurer, they went up there.
And spoke?
Yeah, they would do some sort of intro.
That's where you have to say to people, everybody has lives. We can't spend 5 hours here. I understand it's an important milestone, okay? But let's not spend 4+ hours at a high school graduation.
Now, the bulk of it was when they're actually getting their diploma.
Yeah.
Here's the problem with my kid going to a big public school. Uh-huh. It takes forever.
Yeah, oh, sure.
I bet.
I actually felt bad. When I got there, I ran into a couple friends, and we sat together, and my buddy Sean, his son is also named Sean. Mm-hmm. Sean Taylor, actually.
Okay.
He's not the former Redskins legend.
Silly hitter.
And he's not the son.
Yeah.
His kid was out of over 500.
Mm-hmm.
He must have been like named like 525th.
Sure.
So you're waiting through all those names to get your, 15-second video.
Yeah, I don't know what's worse. I mean, my last name starts with an A, so my kids always get it first, but then I got to sit through all the letters.
There. Yeah, you do.
I don't think they did it alphabetically.
No? Okay. I have no idea.
I have no idea what system they had, but I don't think it was completely alphabetical. How many kids were in your kids' high school class?
Oh.
All our kids went to public schools. Magruder's a little smaller than Quince Orchard.
Yeah.
Quince Orchard was over 500.
I'm guessing four to 500.
Yeah, so you had the same.
Did you have any idea who the commencement speaker was? Any sort of like Q rating for this person?
Okay. I'm a very, whatever the opposite of a helicopter dad is when it comes to school, that's what I am. It was the former principal. I didn't know her name.
Oh, okay. Well, it's not a great booking. The former principal.
She seemed to be very popular.
Okay.
She did a bit at one point because Quince Orchard is known for having a great football team. Mm-hmm. They call the home field the Cougar Dome.
Yeah.
And people wear their red and black.
Mm-hmm.
She did a bit where she was giving three pieces of advice.
Mm-hmm.
I only really remember one, which was the
third
one.
I'm shocked you remember any of them.
Which was be your authentic self.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of how they taught. It's like that's the message that every public speaker at these graduations
be your authentic
wants to
self,
send over.
She stopped, and then she got a little bit of a crowd pop because she got her Quince Orchard hat like that she would wear to a football game. I think maybe she put on some Jordans.
Yeah, she knew how to play to the crowd. Okay, I'll give her that.
But they were just way too long.
Yeah.
And it's a great moment for your kid in a way. When people say congratulations, even my son, if your kid doesn't graduate high school, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like, yes, congratulations.
It's fine. But it's expected.
Right. Correct.
It's expected.
Correct.
It's expected to graduate high school.
But it's just, it's another stage of life.
Yeah.
I mean.
No, I got emotional I get emotional mostly thinking about the family members that have been there to see him grow up that aren't there anymore. That's the biggest
one.
Like, my dad did see Dylan for a few months. He passed away the year Dylan was born. It's actually the way that I always remember the year that my father passed away.
Mm-hmm.
But I wish my mom was there to see.
Of course.
See it. But, so it's cool.
I thought about that a ton 2 weekends ago when my daughter was graduating down in Blacksburg.
Yeah, because think how much your mom would have loved it.
My mom didn't see either of my daughters graduate college. And she didn't see Ava, my younger, graduate high school.
Right.
So, that definitely affected me.
Yeah, as it should.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
But we got out of, is it Catonsville? Is it Arbutus?
No, I think it's Catonsville proper.
I took a.
Well, how long was the total
side
graduation?
Exit?
Two and a half hours?
2.5 hours.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Maybe from 2 till 4:15 was the graduation. But then just to even walk outside and then you take your pictures is another half an hour.
Yeah, exactly.
Really, graduation? It's all about the post-graduation picture.
It really is.
You're enduring it
yeah.
just so you can take your family picture.
Well, it's true. It's about them walking across the stage and calling a name and then the picture. Correct. Everything else, you do without it.
But
2.5 hours, man, that's brutal.
My son wore the nubbiest shoes. I sent a picture to Farley.
Yeah.
So he doesn't have a ton of dress clothes, but he does have dress clothes. So he did wear nice slacks, but he wore his Brooks running shoes.
Oh, yeah, that's a terrible look.
Now, there were a bunch of kids that wore donkey stuff.
Yeah, but slacks and like...
He just chose comfort. He didn't care.
I guess he wanted his feet to be comfortable. I get that.
Yeah.
But if you needed help, and it didn't sound like you needed help, post Metallica, take your nap. I could record some graduation speeches for you and send
them my way. I'll put them right next to my ringing ears, and I'll be asleep in 5 minutes.
Well, and here's the other thing about graduation, especially when your kids are older and they're graduating from college, but we have friends whose kids are graduating from high school. I've got 3 parties on Saturday.
Oh.
And you got to give them a financial gift to everyone. I'm going to go freaking poor. I've already given out.
Going broke over there?
I've already given out probably... I don't know, $500.
Okay.
And I've got 3 more parties on Saturday, and I've got some more people I've got to give gifts to.
That sounds like another $300 to $500.
It's
right
probably going to be $1,500 at the end of the day, all in.
For what age?
Some high school, some college.
Yeah, I don't think you don't give college kids money.
Oh, yeah, they do. Oh, yeah.
I didn't get $1 graduating.
I can't. I probably didn't either.
I don't think I did either, but I think times might be different.
Times have changed, my friends.
I don't think I got any either. Yeah. That was pretty recent.
Yeah, Mike Maher wants some of that cash to come his way.
My daughter got this.
How much?
What?
Let me see this. Let me
Are
see
you
this.
Kidding me?
Let me see that number.
That's unreal.
That's absolutely
unreal.
For graduating
college?
Going back to college.
Actually, you know what?
Yeah, I might go get my master's.
It might be even a little bit more than that.
Really?
That's unbelievable.
Mike Maher, his head is spinning. He's had his steam coming out.
Mike Maher's got to work 3 months
my
for that.
Oldest daughter, my oldest daughter, two years ago, she got about that same number.
Well, you guys had a big party, right?
No, we didn't. No.
You didn't even have a party?
Did not have. Well, we had one at school. Yeah, we had one at school, but we didn't have a party up here at home where all the family members and friends came to. Now, some are.
No, so it's just random people were sending money. I only believe that you give money if you go to a party. So if you're going to a party kids there, you got to bring an envelope.
Okay, we had some family members come down to Blacksburg for the graduation.
Okay, now they're bringing an envelope.
Now they, correct.
Hey, Valdez, but, no wonder but Third other, Eye Blind but, wrote a song about it.
That graduate?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm on tilt. I'm on tilt.
You can't go
because you're thinking how long you have to work for that.
They got more.
No, I don't make that amount in 2 months.
That was an insane number.
That was a crazy number.
Yeah. So it is nuts.
I'll tell you. I have to go home poor.
I have one family member. I'm not going to say who. I have one family member who totally hooked both my daughters.
Oh, well, that's
so the one family member's check is always 4 digits.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, that's benefactor.
Valdez, honestly.
We have friends who were just sending a 50, 100, couple hundred bucks, you know, here and there. I mean, in the mail.
Valdez,
it's great.
Trust me. We all know I don't have many advanced degrees, but I have graduated a few times. There's no way that my total haul over all the years comes even close to that number that he wrote down.
No chance.
No way.
Times are changing, man. I'm telling you.
All right. Got to take a break.
Or maybe it's just a Loudoun County thing.
636-1067 is the number if you want to chime in on our... I feel like now I got to throw a party so my kid can get some money. He's getting nothing.
Hell yeah, you do.
Anyway, number's 800-636-1067. You can text us on the Lido Pizza text line. It is a local favorite since 1955, serving pizza, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza Square, because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. You can text us at 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. On the program today, Nikki Javala is going to check in. She covers the Commanders for ESPN.com and the Washington Post. We will talk to her coming up at 9. Kevin McCarthy on the movies. That's at 9:45. Plus, we have our Junkies Weekend Parlay at 7:45. Don't go anywhere.
Welcome back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. Coming up at 6:45, going to give you a chance to win tickets to go see Post Malone at Northwest Stadium with Jelly Roll. So stay tuned for your chance to win some tickets coming up at 6:45. Right now, we're going to open up the Junkies sports page, fill you in on what's going on.
Caps were in a little predicament yesterday.
A little bit of a pickle.
Capitals, I'm sure most people have already heard this story, but the Caps were forced to address Alex Ovechkin's future yesterday after an email was mistakenly sent to season ticket holders. And the email said that the 25-26 season would be Ovi's last.
Oh.
Now, the Caps came out via social media and stated that no decision has been made regarding Ovi's future beyond next season. The team also stated the email was sent from an individual with the corporate sales department. And, of course, so they had to backtrack on all that, and all the season ticket holders are going, whoa.
Damage control.
Yes.
Well, it wasn't just some small little thing in the email. It said in all caps, Alex Ovechkin's final NHL season.
Right.
And it was highlighted in red.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I don't know.
Is that somebody making an assumption, or do you think that they've heard that, but they just don't want it announced? Because certainly Ovi hasn't said that. The team hasn't said it.
Right.
Why is somebody who's up in the corporate sales department saying an email in all caps?
You would think they're getting it from somewhere, right?
Or is just, we kind of assume that. Yeah. A lot of us on the show have made this assumption
who knows
that next season is probably the last.
Who knows who it is? I mean, could be anybody.
I think that they probably know this last season.
They're probably aware. It's most, let's be honest.
The donk wasn't supposed to put that out publicly.
It's most likely his last season. I mean, the guy's going to be 40 years old, and he's in the last year of his contract.
Yeah. We kind of all assume that.
I'm going into next season assuming that it's Ovi's last season.
Right.
I'm bracing myself.
Well, that's
myself
what I mean.
That.
So whoever put it, whoever this person was, obviously got it from somewhere. I don't think they just made it up.
I wouldn't think so.
You could be just anticipating it.
Yeah, I don't know, but you got to clear that with somebody.
If you're, you're putting together. Maybe he's putting together a sales package. Okay. Because if it's a corporate sales guy, he's putting together a package. He wants to highlight that you have to get the tickets because it's the last season.
Mm-hmm.
Put a rush on it. Has the package together, and then I don't know. Maybe sends out the wrong email to the season ticket holders.
Maybe just when they're editing the email, they accidentally deleted. Could be.
Yeah,
they had written it out, or blame it on ChatGPT. They maybe just said, "Hey, ChatGPT, give me a sales pitch for our corporate sponsors."
I don't know. I don't think GPT
spit it out.
My guess is he heard it from somebody because you don't put that. That email's got to be cleared by a number of people before you send it out to thousands of people.
Well, I know yesterday our guy, he was Rick Van Stone.
I'm sure.
Jim.
Oh,
I'm sure he was not happy.
I bet.
Couldn't have been a good day at that office.
No, that's attention that you don't want.
I wonder if that person who sent the email out is still with the company.
I don't know, but I'm guessing they got admonished. There was a firm talking to
them. Got tongue lashing. That person shouldn't be fired.
No, but I mean,
they should. I'm just wondering if they were.
It depends. I mean, if they were told, not to put that out there.
What if it was a 25-year-old kid who just started working?
Then you get fired.
Take your lumps early.
If it's someone pretty high up, then I can see him not getting fired. But if it's just a younger kid,
I'm betting that it was somebody kind of anticipating it, putting together a sales pitch, had it in there, and then just mistakenly sent it out.
Right.
I don't think it's as nefarious as Drab is saying, where he was told that.
He was told by somebody?
He was told by somebody and then put it in there and everything like
that. Well, it wasn't an accident. It was highlighted and capitalized to stand out in the email. They wanted, whoever sent it out wanted you to see that.
Right, and if you know that it's Ovi's last season, of course you want that highlighted in the email, blast
right,
that you're
because
sending
that'll sell more tickets.
Right. You want to get more butts in the seats.
Or the email, the person made the email, saved it as a draft, and ready to send out the moment he announces retirement.
Mm-hmm.
It's the wrong hits the wrong draft,
then it's just out there.
Then it's out there.
You can't get it. Can't get it back.
Maybe I'm just too forgiving.
You got a big heart. You're a softy over there, Valdez. It's okay.
Well, we'll figure it out. We got sources over there. And we'll talk to some people over there and find out exactly what happened. But that was kind of interesting. I actually watched more of the Stanley Cup playoffs last night than I did the NBA playoffs.
Look at you.
I was watching a lot of the first period of the Edmonton-Dallas game.
You love Stars, Oilers.
And Edmonton they win 6-3.
Mm-hmm.
They scored 3 in the first. They're going to play the Florida Panthers. This is a rematch of last year's Stanley Cup final.
It is, yes.
Of course, Florida beat them. Florida won the first 3 games of last year's series. Edmonton came back and tied it, and then Florida won it game 7. This is the first Stanley Cup rematch since 2009, when I believe it was Pittsburgh and Detroit. So it's been, 15, 16 years. And a Canadian team hasn't won the Cup since early 90s. I think it was the Canadians. Okay. They haven't won a Cup since 93.
Yeah, I'm forced to root for Edmonton because of
my
scalding hot take on the Florida Panthers about 2 or 3 years ago. And as soon as I said it, as soon as it went into this microphone, when I said the Florida Panthers are losers and they don't know how to win titles, they go to 3 straight Stanley Cup finals after that. So
yeah,
I guess I didn't know what I was talking about.
Right.
So I can kind of own that and wear that at this point.
Yeah, but you're definitely an Edmonton Oilers fan.
Oh,
for this.
Yeah, definitely want to see
I mean,
McDavid.
Not that you'll watch any of it.
I'll watch some, but watch. I mean, it'll be, trust me, casual.
We need to invest in it. They gave us a 7-game series last year. It was mm-hmm. phenomenal. It's flipped. The Oilers get the hammer this time. They get game 7 at home.
Right.
That's true.
I think it could be a phenomenal series. That we always talk about how great playoff hockey is.
Mm-hmm.
We need to all invest in watching.
When is game 1? Can you say
Wednesday?
Wednesday
yeah, night?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wednesday 8:30 on TNT, I believe.
Wednesday 8:30.
Game 1.
Hopefully I'm an hour and 15 minutes into seeing flops at my tournament at MGM. So I'll have an eye on it, but I can't promise full dedication to at least game 1.
Okay. All right.
But I will do my best to keep up with the rematch. Cuz it should be entertaining.
And Drabby, I'll be invested into first periods of the games.
Okay.
Unless it's on the weekend. The game's on the weekend. I can watch mm-hmm. a little bit more, but I'll be invested in first periods. Although 8:30, that's kind of a late a puck drop for me on a Wednesday. But, this is a rematch of last year. Obviously, I don't even remember last year's Stanley Cup final. But, there's some firepower here. And Cakes is a huge Connor McDavid fan.
I am.
You always talk about him.
I mean, he's the best player currently in the NHL.
Yeah, but you always talk about him. You said, Connor McDavid's awesome.
He's a stud. He just never won a Stanley Cup.
Right.
This is his opportunity again.
So will you watch game 1? Drabby will watch game 1 on Wednesday.
Yep. Got to lock in.
He's in.
So the Knicks did win last night. They beat the Pacers 111-94. So they're trying to make it interesting. So that series is now 3-2 Indiana. So they'll go back to Indiana for game 6. And Halliburton, Halliburton's been on fire in the playoffs, but last night, not his best game. Only took 7 shots and hit 2 of them at 8 points. Nobody really played well for Indiana in the starting lineup. But so 111-94 was your final. So now it's 3-2. Head back to Indiana for game 6. Last night, Towns, who of course hurt his knee in game 5, and they didn't know if he was going to play. He was pretty good. He had 24 and 13, and Jalen had 32 in that game. Hey, the Nats
put up
9
are they
more.
Close to 500?
They are 26 and 30, maybe?
Yeah, I think they're 4 under.
Yeah, something like that.
26 and 30. Yep. 7-3 in the last 10.
But they pounded Drabby's Mariners for a second night in a row. Put up another 9 spot. Now, this went to extra innings. They scored 7 runs in the 10th.
You got Josh Bell.
Josh
Bell. Must have heard you.
He heard me clubbing him.
Goofing on him.
Yeah, and he's been on fire. Hit a bomb last night. Luis Garcia had 4 hits. James Wood had a double, drove in 2 more. He's hitting .288. And Mackenzie Gore was pretty much unhittable. Now, he didn't get the decision because it went to extras, but he went 6, 4 hits, no earned. No walks, 8 Ks. So now the Nats will travel to Arizona this weekend to play the D-backs. But yeah, I mean, 9 runs a couple nights ago, 9 runs last night.
I mean, James Wood leads them in every statistical batting category.
Yeah, I mean,
he's just carrying them.
He's
61
legit.
Hits, 42 RBI, 15 dingers. He's, you know what? I'm not going to jinx him. I was going to throw a number out for James Wood, but I don't want to mess up his fantastic season. So I'll just keep it to myself.
What were you going to say? Like he's going to be an all-star? Or
I was going to say he's going to hit a certain number of home runs.
Oh. I mean, I think he's probably going to be in the low to mid-30s.
I mean, the number I was thinking of was higher than that, but...
All right, you think he's going to get into the 40s, possibly?
He could,
yeah.
It's a good chance.
He's awesome. But yeah, so that was... That's just interesting that... I think it was on Tuesday we were talking about that Ken Rosenthal article, mm-hmm. just clubbing the team. And then they go out to Seattle and they lose that first game 9-1, but then they put up 18 runs in the last two. So, and they were just pounding the ball yesterday. There was only 5 games in the bigs last night, doubleheader in Philly between the Braves and Phillies. Phillies won the first game 5-4. Kyle Schwarber hit number 19. Then the Braves came back in game two and beat Zach Wheeler, pounded him. I think Wheeler gave up 6 runs. He's been a stud. He was coming into the game. He was 6-1 with an ERA of like 2.5, but the Braves beat him 9-3. So only 5 games in baseball last night. Cakes asked me if I bet on the Nats. I said, you know what? I completely forgot because it was such a light schedule.
You spaced.
That's what I do. I look at the schedule and I go, it was only 5 games.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't get you
out.
Tantalized enough. Need like double digit games.
But on Fridays.
Was that like 15 games? Like,
yeah, I mean, everybody plays on Fridays.
Yeah.
So I'll put in a bunch. The Memorial Tournament's going on out in Ohio, round one. Ben Griffin shoots a 65. He was 7-under yesterday. Colin Morikawa, who plays that course very well, also shot the 67, so he's 5-under.
Should Cakes and I know Ben Griffin?
No.
Well, you don't, but.
Of course we shouldn't know.
He's a Carolina boy, went to the University of North Carolina. Stud. Won last week or a couple weeks ago, whenever that was. Was that last week Valdez won? Ben Griffin?
Yes.
Yeah, that was last week. Our boy Denny McCarthy, I believe he shot even par. So he'll tee off at 11:55. Now, this is a smaller field. There is a cut. So maybe 15, 20 guys will miss the cut. But this is a signature event. That's a $20 million purse. The winner of this event will get $4 million. So this is a big dog, and a lot of the big names are in it. Scottie Scheffler shot 2-under, so he's T7, and he'll tee off at 10:15. So lots of stuff going on this weekend. Of course, we'll get the weekend parlay here in about an hour.
Nice. Mm-hmm. All right, I prepped a little top five. It's been a while since we played top five.
Mm-hmm.
I want you guys to do this example, all right?
We'll try.
If you want to play for the Post Malone tickets, you can call in now at 800-636-1067. All right. I'll let you lead off, Cakes.
Uh-oh, trouble.
Top five NFL quarterbacks in the fourth quarter.
Ooh.
From last season?
Yeah, so these were quarterbacks judged by their clutch performances.
I know one of them.
Your top five.
You ever hear of Jaden Daniels?
He's number two.
Okay, that's one of them.
All right, I'll take Mahomes.
He did not make the top five. Cakes, easy winner.
Oh, really?
Thank you. Who's been saying that JD5 is creeping up on Mahomes?
Valdez's guy, Lamar Jackson, number one.
Number one, okay.
Oh, I think I know another one. I've already been eliminated.
No, let's go ahead. It's fine.
Baker Mayfield?
Baker Mayfield was number three.
Let's see. Who else clutch in the fourth?
Oh, there's another one. Oh, Jared Goff.
Josh Allen.
Nope.
Jared Goff either?
Jalen Hurts, 4, and surprisingly, Tua, number 5.
Okay.
All right.
Number 5. But that's how you play top 5, so you can call in now, 800-636-1067. We're giving away some tickets to go see Post Malone at Northwest Stadium here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. Later in the program, we'll talk some Commanders. Nick Javala, Washington Post. Believe there's an OTA today.
There is. Day two of organized team activities. I'm going to remember that going forward. I always botch the O.
Jason described this yesterday, that their OTAs are scattered.
They are scattered.
It's not like five straight days.
No.
They're sprinkling them throughout the off season.
And I think, I'm guessing they scatter them because it's the first real big workout since the season ended.
Right.
So that's what I'm guessing. They don't want them going five straight days.
Hey, tomorrow night, you can join me and Cakes at the Maryland Soccerplex at 5 p.m. Old Glory DC has their season finale. It's fan appreciation night.
Yep.
We're going to be there at 5. I believe the game starts at 6.
That's correct.
What do you call the start of the game? It's not kickoff, is it?
It's not a kickoff. What is the start of a rugby match called? I wouldn't know. I went to the USA-Scotland rugby match last year at Audi Field. It was fun. It was entertaining. I didn't know what was happening 80% of the time. I don't know what the beginning of the game is called.
Because I tweeted out the information yesterday, and I was about to write, come join us at 5, because that's when we're going to be at the Maryland Soccerplex.
Yeah.
And then I was going to write, kickoff or tip off.
Just say
the puck drops. Like, I know how to do, 6 o'clock is when the game starts. Mm-hmm. I was like,
we'll be there at 5. Game starts at 6. Is the way that I would approach that.
That's right.
I think that's.
But if I was writing a hockey game, what would I write?
Well, you'd say puck drop at 7.
Exactly.
Yeah, or kickoff.
Basketball tip off.
Kickoff at 1 p.m.
Yeah, there's got to be something. What's the start of the game?
I'm going to tell you. I'm going to look it up.
Is it a kickoff?
I don't know.
Maybe there's a kickoff.
Ball drop. I don't know. I don't know. I have no idea. I can barely spell rugby.
Anyway. OldGloryDC.com to get your tickets. You join us at the Maryland Soccerplex.
Yes.
All right, time for the morning matchup. We have two pair of tickets to go see Post Malone and Jelly Roll at Northwest Stadium. We'll play top five. We'll need two contestants.
Oh, that's going to be Valdez. He's going to have to do that. I will help direct him. I don't want to hang up on people. Let's go to Kyle in Edgewater on line 4, and we'll pair him up against Brennan in Warrenton on line 5. What's up, boys? Good morning.
What's going on, Justin?
Good morning. What's going on?
Good luck to you.
What's up, Kyle? What's your favorite spot in Edgewater?
Favorite spot? Coconut Joe's is always a good go-to spot.
Coconut Joe's?
Sounds like a spot that would be in Edgewater. Definitely.
Right. Yeah.
I think I've been there before.
And
Coconut.
Brennan in Warrenton. How about you? You got a go-to in Warrenton?
Well, I just like to play a lot of golf. Bristow Manor is a good place. I heard you all have a tournament down there about 10 years ago.
Nice. Definitely been out of that track many, many moons ago.
All right, boys. We're going to play top 5. This is the way it works. Since we'll punch up Kyle first, he'll lead off. If Kyle closes it out, he's going to be the winner. It's just the way it is.
I'm going to bet against Kyle running the
Kyle,
category. But
you're going to lead off.
No offense, Kyle.
Top 5 movies at the box office last weekend. Oof. You give me one.
Top 5. What was that kid's movie?
It's definitely in the top 5. Might be in the top 1.
Uh-huh. I can't think of it.
All right, Kyle's got nothing.
All right, the other guy just has
Brennan,
to name one.
Brennan, if you just named one of the top 5 movies last week, you win the prize.
Mission Impossible.
Mission Impossible, number 2.
Could have gone Lilo and Stitch.
Congratulations.
What
Sinners is probably still in the top 5. It's killing at the box office.
You've won 2 tickets to go see Post Malone, Jelly Roll, the Big Ass Stadium Tour, Monday, June 2nd at Northwest Stadium. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event info, visit thefandc.com/events. Cakes named 3 out of 5. What else did you miss?
Two others.
It's a franchise.
Franchise, hold on.
That you liked. You've seen every movie in the franchise.
I have. Oh, Final Destination Bloodlines.
Yes, Final Destination.
My son saw that last night. I need to get his review.
And then the last one, I don't really know the plot line, but I believe it's a kid's movie.
Oh, not Minecraft, right?
No, it's knocked out? It's weather-related.
Weather-related.
When it rains, sometimes there are.
When it rains, is it cloudy with a chance of meatballs? when it rains, there are.
They're loud.
They're loud. Thunder.
Yes, there's a movie called Thunderbolts.
My son's seen that too. Part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
There you go.
MCU is back.
All right, that was top five. Let's go to some two more contestants.
All right, let's go to Jimmy in Falls Church on line two. He will be pitted up against JP's namesake, JP from Fredericksburg on line eight.
Good morning. JP in Fredericksburg, you there?
Yes, sir. Good morning.
What does your JP stand for?
Juan Padilla.
Juan Padilla.
Juan Padilla. Okay, thanks for calling in.
Where are your parents from?
Guatemala.
Very okay. good.
Yes, sir.
All right. JP, you can lead off here.
We got to go to Brian, the other guy. Okay.
Brian on line one. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
Brian, where are you from?
Deal, Maryland.
Deal, Maryland. Know that Deal. Well.
Yep, absolutely.
Yes, sir.
Why don't I know? Where's Deal?
It's like Calvert County, right?
Yeah. Okay.
It's Anne Arundel. It's the Anne border Arundel. Of Anne okay. Arundel and Calvert.
All right.
There you go.
All right. Spot is Skipper's Pier. That's the joint down here.
Skipper's.
Skippy's.
I think I've been there, too. it's been a long time.
All the haunts. Yeah.
All right, we're struggling with the buttons here.
Yeah.
We need JP to call back from Fredericksburg because he dropped off as we're talking to Brian from Deal.
Why don't we just put in whoever else is up there?
Why do I feel like we should do an appearance at Skipper's or Coconut Joe's?
We probably should. Put them on the list.
Years ago, when we did our hometown happy hours. Now, this wouldn't be hometowns, but we should just hit like random spots that seem like they'd be fun.
Right.
Seems like Coconut Joe's. Where was that, in Edgewater?
Yes, correct.
That'd be a spot or Skipper. What do you say? Skipper's Pier?
Skipper's Pier, yeah.
Yeah, might be a good spot.
All right, do we got the second guy?
I don't know. We're efforting.
Give him to me. I'm the winner.
He's making a good case. He's making a bid
for
it.
He goes against Cakes. If he beats him, he
all right, that works. Let's do it.
All right, let's
pivot.
All right.
I might throw it for you, Brian. Yeah, I might hook you.
Yeah, just hook.
All right, your category, Brian, you can lead off. It's top five scorers in the NBA playoffs that are still playing.
You might legitimately win this.
All right, so I'm going to just help you out. There's only three teams alive
because
you have the Knicks and the Pacers playing, and then you have Oklahoma City, who's advanced to the NBA Finals.
All right, I will let you lead off.
Halliburton.
No. Cakes
has to get one.
Should I throw it for him? You know, I'm gonna throw it for you. You know what? That would damage the sanctity of the contest.
True.
I can't do
Come
that.
Come on, buddy.
SGA.
Come on, Mal,
yeah, you ever
SGA.
you ever heard of
it? You ever hear of SGA?
Right.
Jay Gildas?
Sorry, bro.
Sorry, man.
All right, what we'll do, we'll just clear out the lines. Caller number 10 at 800-636-1067. We'll get you the second pair of tickets to go see Post Malone with Jelly Roll, the Big Ass Stadium Tour. That's Monday, June 2nd at Northwest Stadium. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event info, visit thefandc.com/events. I mean, Halliburton doesn't even lead his team in scoring.
Mm-hmm.
Pascal Siakam is the leading scorer for the Pacers.
By the way, getting back to the Post Malone Jelly Roll show, what's the over-under on tattoos that are going to be at Northwest Stadium for that show? It's going to be a lot. It'll be a lot of heavily tattooed people, I would think.
Yeah, I saw Jelly Roll at Capital One, which, of course, is undergoing renovations now. Yeah. When we go to Capital One next year.
Yes.
The renovations will still be underway,
now,
right?
Here's what they're doing. As far as I know, not that I'm like privy to the construction and all the plans, but I believe the next three like slower seat like summers, there's going to be construction. So they're going to construct their asses off from now until Wizards and Cap season, kind of like dial it back, have their seasons, more construction over the next two summers, then you should be done. That's what I've been led to believe.
Got you. I mean, I saw like an artist's rendering, and it definitely looked cool. They're going to change the exterior.
Yes, the exterior is going to be able to light up in different colors. Your concourse is going to be bigger and wider, so you have an easier way to get through the arena. and obviously a bunch of other like upgrades to like the premium experiences, suites.
Mm-hmm.
So you can be able to tell a big difference, I would think, starting in the fall.
They're putting a lot of money into it.
Yeah.
I put a lot of money into the UMBC Concourse Stadium food yesterday.
Really? What'd you buy? What were the offerings? Let me guess. Popcorn,
ding.
Soda.
Ding.
A hot dog, maybe.
I didn't get a hot dog.
Mm.
It's got your basic pretzel.
Hopefully it's loaded with salt.
And a water bottle.
So, Valdez, I just got some texts from someone that knows what happened with the cap stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm not going to say the person. But I asked this person, was this email sent out because he heard this from the team? And does it have to be verified or confirmed by higher-ups? All right.
Are we sure we can read this on air?
Yeah.
Okay.
Valdez, you'll be interested.
Hmm.
This person said no and no.
Okay.
This person just was reaching out to some of their clients about buying tickets for next year.
Okay.
And put something in there like, this is Ovi's final NHL season.
Right.
Now, maybe this person's guessing, or maybe it heard from somebody within the team, but didn't say. And the emails do not have to be confirmed by anybody.
Hmm.
So, Valdez, you pretty much nailed it.
They just probably botched it that they should have written, probably going to be. You know, if it's their client that they're trying to re-up to buy a suite or whatever.
Right.
They're trying to give them a sense of urgency. Like, hey, we really want you to buy the suite again.
Yeah.
And spend all this money again.
The framing is wrong. You frame it as in what could be a historic Alex Ovechkin season.
Right.
Yeah.
Like that. That way you're hyping it up, but you're not putting any sort of finality on it. You know what I mean? You're letting the person know, hey, you want to buy the tickets, this could be the last go around, but I'm not going to say it could be the last go around.
Yeah.
That could get me in trouble or get me fired. You don't want any of those things to happen. Because then you go to your next gig and they're like, well, why did you get fired from your last gig? Well, I sent out an email basically that I sent out
a
rogue email saying it was going to be Ovi's last season when I didn't have any sort of authority to do so. They're going to be like, I don't know if we want to hire this person. Maybe a bad decision maker.
Now, maybe the person's correct, but you know,
maybe they are.
And who knows? Maybe it sells more tickets because
could
of it.
Could be.
If it sells more tickets, the company's happy.
Sure. Oh, and getting back to being correct about something, kickoff in rugby, the term for starting a half or extra time, it's called a kickoff.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, well, Jason, you don't want to sell something predicated on a lie.
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, I don't think it is a lie. I don't.
You can't put that in the email that you're selling it.
If I'm sending out that email, I'm getting confirmation from the higher ups that it's Ovi's last season.
I know. That's what I thought would have happened. This person obviously didn't.
Right.
Didn't clear it with anybody. But what I'm saying is, if it is Ovi's final season, more people are going to go want to see him.
Yeah, 100%.
And who knows? It could be a salesperson that doesn't even follow sports. It's just trying to get commission. And they may actually believe it.
No idea who it is.
That don't follow the intricacies of he hasn't announced anything yet. But you know what? He's going to face that question a lot.
Definitely is.
800-636-1067. Coming up next, what we're hearing about Jaden Daniels coming out of OTAs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.